A couple of coaches with more than 2,000 combined wins are putting down their clipboards, and a former wrestling coach earns a prestigious honor. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan's Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. I'm John Ross, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Maybe no girls basketball team in the state has had a better start to its season than Midland Dow. The Chargers have won 8 games in a row to open the year after going 22-1 a season ago. Last year's lone loss was to Hudsonville, who Dow handled 56-51 at the start of December. Hudsonville is the reigning Division I girls champion. 4 days after that win, Dow knocked off Grass Lake, the reigning Division III champ. They were also victorious over Goodrich in the Icebreaker Classic.
That was really our focus, was kind of getting ourselves battle-tested early and figuring out where our weaknesses might be. And we definitely found the weaknesses, but we were just able to do it with wins.
That was Dow head coach Kyle Tyson. His team is led by seniors Abby Ray and Alexa Kolnitis, who both averaged just under 20 a game. For more on how Midland Dow accomplished this fast start, please check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com. Game balls this week go to Bob Veach. The former Lakewood wrestling coach will be inducted into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame this year for his lifetime of service to wrestling. Veach is one of just 4 coaches in the state to amass more than 800 career wins, and he coached 12 individual state champs at Lakewood. The National Wrestling Hall of Fame is located in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Declares Jacob Recker. Recker had 21 points and 11 rebounds in Clare's 42-32 win over Sanford Meridian. He made 4 three-pointers in the first quarter alone and single-handedly had 12 of his team's 13 first-quarter points. The win moves Clare to 7-1 overall and 6-0 in the Jack Pine Conference, where they now have a 2-game lead. And to Dearborn United's Nathan Holland. The junior notched a hat trick in Dearborn's 6-4 comeback win over Allen Park. In addition to the 3 goals, he assisted on 2 others, including the eventual game winner. The win moves Dearborn United to 7-6-1 this season.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with MHSAA Assistant Director Brent Rice.
It's hard to go to a basketball game and not sit near other fans who are yelling about the officials not calling 3 seconds. The 3-second rule is one of the most misunderstood rules in the game of basketball. The purpose and philosophy of the rule is to not allow a player who is significantly taller than his or her opponent to camp out in the middle of the lane and create an unfair advantage. The 3-second count is in effect whenever an offensive player has at least 1 foot in the lane and when their team is in possession of the ball. That count stops as soon as a try, a shot, is attempted or a try is imminent. And the count cannot start again until there is control of the rebound.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Just go to MHSAA's website now to register. We end today with notes on a couple coaching giants who are retiring. Bloomfield Hills Marion girls basketball coach Mary Cicerone will be stepping down at season end. Cicerone has led Marion to 6 Class A state titles, the first coming in 1988, and she will end the season with more than 700 career wins, becoming just the 3rd in history to do so. Her Mustangs are off to a 7-2 start, and this her 39th and final season. And Blissfield baseball coach Larry Tuttle is also retiring. The MHSAA's all-time winningest coach is stepping down after 55 years coaching high school baseball, 54 of them at Blissfield, with the very first coming at Temperance Bedford. He retires with 1,332 wins and 7 state championships. Tuttle was also inducted in 2015 to the Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame. Congratulations to both Mary and Larry on tremendous coaching careers. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan's Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.